Blog Talk Radio.
You know, there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time, always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, and don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride. Between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you, ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, and don't lie. I know you. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sun shine. Always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to a very special edition of What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we're celebrating 5 years on the air. Holy freaking crap. That's pretty incredible. When you stop and think about it, 5 years, 40-plus weeks a year. I honestly, I did not even think we'd make it this far. Heck, I didn't think we'd make it past 2 weeks. Anyway, here we are, and we're welcoming back some former guests, and a couple former co-hosts talk about their favorite moments on air. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Craig, what's up, dude?
Hey, Cody, how you doing?
I'm trying to keep it in check emotionally right now, but I'm doing good. Hey, I want to get right into it because we've got a couple of callers on the line already, okay, buddy?
All right.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Person on if I can. A 207, you're on. Mm-hmm. 207, hello? Hello? Greg?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
I hadn't either. All right, let's try this number. I know who this is. Misty?
Hello.
Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Congratulations on your 5 years. That's amazing.
Well, thank you. And you've been a very big part of at least two or three of them. So
I've had a good time every time that I've ever been on the show. I enjoyed the games that we would play.
Oh, my gosh, those games. Oh, my good Lord, it was awesome.
I guess who this is?
Oh, Craig, this is one of my dearest friends and sometimes co-host, Misty. So...
Oh, hi, Misty. How are you? I'm Craig.
Hi. I'm good. I do a show called Common Ground Radio, and that's how I ended up meeting Cody is through our radio
mm-hmm.
blog connection. So.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What is your radio talk show that you do now?
Yeah, we are a blog talk radio show that is about Days of Our Lives, the soap opera. We bring on cast members,
yep.
or we will talk about the show in general.
Mm-hmm. I used to revolve my college.
And you know,
Cody, I just have to say, I used to revolve my, when I was in college, I used to revolve my classes around Days of Our Lives. I'm not kidding.
That's awesome.
Same with me with the General Hospital. Same with me with GH.
Got to get our soap
but
in
yeah,
somehow.
absolutely. I used to do soaps before I did music, and that's how I basically met Misty. So
Misty, I would love to obtain more information at some point in time about the talk show and tell you about the variety, because I actually, at one point in time, I went to the studio. I, for time purposes, I don't want to bring it up now, but I ended up did going to the studio, and I have one story to tell you that I think you would find very entertaining.
Oh, yes, of course. We have our shows at Sunday nights at 7. You can find us on Twitter. It's at CG Online Radio, and we'll post the show link on there. So if you just check us out, it's usually Sunday
mm-hmm.
nights at 7 Eastern. Mm-hmm.
What is
awesome.
Your,
and you
what,
can always call.
Is,
yeah, you can call and you can tell us your story. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What is your account on Twitter, Misty? Misty?
Yes. Yeah. I'm at Misty _Ham, and then the show page is at CG Online Radio.
Thank
yep.
you.
Mm-hmm.
But we had some good times on the show, didn't we, Misty?
Oh, yes, always. It's always good times.
Both times.
I have never left from your show laughing. Like, I get a stomachache from laughing.
When we call in on each other's show sometimes,
mm-hmm.
it would be great. Oh, my gosh, it would be so great. But, hey, there's somebody else calling in, so I'm gonna let you go. But, hey, thanks for everything you're doing. And you know, like I said, you're one of my very dearest friends. And you're part of our little radio show community, a family that we've got going on here, okay?
Yes, yes. And again, congratulations. I'm very proud of you. Keep up the great work. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Absolutely.
Bye.
All right, see you, girl. And somebody just showed up that I know this number. So I'm going to bring this person on. Hold on 1 minute. Crap. Why do you always do this to me, Block Talk Radio? AM.
Hey, y'all. It's me. I'm
What's
here.
What's up, girl?
not much.
What is
I
up?
I spent my day shopping and stuff, but I've missed the show. Have I? I don't think I've been on here since I left. Like, I don't think I've been on weekdays since I left the show.
I don't think you have, to be
show.
Honest with you.
No, you did my show, but I didn't do. I haven't done yours. So,
exactly.
Hi, guys.
I feel like old times, doesn't it?
Yeah. Happy 5 years. Well, I mean, I guess it's like our anniversary kind of too, but whatever. Happy 5 years.
Well, thank you. You know, I used to all the time refer to this lady right here as my work wife.
I'm still the work wife, even though we don't technically work anymore together. But
and
no,
I would call her also. I know this is bad. But I would also call her the perpetual thorn in my side. Do you remember that?
Yes, good times. Well, let's see. Okay. So I did the show for almost three years. So I feel like this is, you know, it's part of my me too. So I'm
life.
You know what? I'm glad it's 5 years. Yeah, like that's a long time. I can't believe that 3 years ago when I met you. First of all, you were a stranger. Those of you who haven't heard that I thought Cody was a stalker story, I'm sure you can find it somewhere, or I'll tweet about
yep.
it later. But I thought he was a crazy person. And then, like, we talked for, like, a week, and then I gave him a suggestion for a show, and he's like, only if you come co-host it. And I was like, great, excellent. So I did, and even though I was reluctant. And, yeah, that was 4 years, or
it's
oh, no,
been,
that was 3.5 years ago.
It's been downhill ever
so,
since. No,
yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, it has been.
It's been downhill ever
basically,
since.
Basically. Well, if it wasn't for
pretty
like
much.
That, I would never have. If it wasn't for your show, I would have never met my best friend, because we are best friends. For anybody who doesn't know, we're not married still, just so y'all are aware.
Still
get
not married.
That one sometimes.
Not going to happen.
Yes. Still not hitched. Still just best friends.
Happen.
Still not siblings either, because I had that before. So, yeah.
Wow.
And that's my best friend because of this show. And it's been 3 years, and I have my own show now, and I do my thing, and so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like,
yes,
I didn't know this world existed before weekdays.
But,
I didn't know that it was around, and
we,
whatever.
I remember the first time you were in studio, I think it was for one of these anniversary shows, wasn't it?
It was. Well, I had done it before then. First time I had to deal with other callers. Besides the two of us,
it was like the
an anniversary.
Like the 3 year anniversary or something. It was. And
yeah, I think so, yeah.
I do remember, I'll never forget this. We were just talking, and a couple more callers pop up, and M goes, oh God, there's more of them.
Because it was like, just all at once, everybody was calling. But yeah, I don't know, good time.
And I do remember.
The only time the show has ever been that crazy was. Go ahead.
Do you remember the time I quote unquote interviewed you? Do you remember that time?
Yes. Oh, okay. Let me tell
you. And I surprised you with.
So great.
And I surprised you with a couple of callers. Do you remember that?
Yes. Okay. So y'all, you don't even understand. So So the first time I ever did this show, it was a GS recap. That was when he was like, hey, be my co-host. And I was like, okay, because that was my
March 14th of 2014, actually.
Yeah, March 14th was our
FYI,
first show.
March 14th
so that's
2014.
Like our anniversary. So then
yeah.
He was like, you have to co-host. Do you want to do it, like, forever? And I was like, yeah. Like, you know, I didn't have a life, so I didn't really care. And, I mean, whatever. So I was like, sure. Well, the next week, we were like, okay, we need to do a show, like, introducing me as your co-host. Because Cody had never had a co-host before then. And so he's like, I'll interview you. And I was like, okay. Like, you know, I kind of like attention, so that's fine. Well, he gets me on air. And, oh, my Lord, have mercy. I was going to kill. I swear I would have killed him. Kathleen Gaddy calls me. I freaked. I had never,
if you'd seen
ever,
me in person, she probably would have killed me, y'all.
I had never, because I'd never, like, I didn't know this world existed. Like, I didn't, I was really ignorant to, like, podcasts and all that. Like, I didn't know that this media existed. And I didn't know that it was that simple to get in touch with people. Like, people just want to talk to you. Like, I didn't know any of that. So
very simple.
He just, like, messaged her and was like, you want to come on the show? And she said yes. Well, she calls the show up, and she's talking to me, and I'm freaking out. Like, I was like, I can't believe this happened. Y'all wait till I tell my friends. Like,
I cannot even
it was
believe
like,
this.
Oh, my gosh. And I know, and now it's been, like, 3 years, and we're friends, of course, with, or I'm, you know, she's become a friend and all. But at the time, it was, like, a big thing for me. Like, I was freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then things chill out, right? Kathleen's like, I got to go. You know, that's fine. So things chill.
Yeah, not
and,
so much.
Lily Melgar calls the show. I literally was flipping out. But she called the show because she was literally, like, listening to us and was like, I wanted to talk about, like, who you're talking about because I like them, too. Like, she just called to gossip about General Hospital, which was excellent.
She's the breeze,
but I was
basically
so put on the spot because Kathleen was like, do you have any questions for me? And I was like, well, if somebody had given me time to prepare, I might have. But none, at the moment, like, I was flipping my stuff, y'all. And then Lily came on, and it was great. So that was good times. But, yeah, it was crazy. I just didn't expect it because at that time, like, this whole world was foreign to me. I didn't, you know. And so now it's weird to me because 3 years ago it was completely foreign, and now these people are our friends. So life works out like that.
Yes, it does. I agree. But, and you didn't tell me the best part, did you?
Oh, go ahead.
So Lily hangs up. So we're just sitting there talking, okay? And then I see a number pop up from an area code that I recognized, but I did not tell Emma about this. So I said, okay, so it looks like we have another caller. And Emma goes, something like, is it another celebrity?
Yeah, it was. Those were good times, though. That was, like, a great day. That was excellent. And then I remember, like, my first, like, I think it was maybe a month later, maybe not even a whole month, I asked, like, we got in touch with some people from the Bay, and I asked if we could have Mary Beth Evans on, or Cody did for me, like, and she agreed, of course, because she's wonderful. So I remember we literally had Mary Beth Evans on. Like, that was, like, my first big interview was we had Mary Beth on. And I was,
that was
freaking
crazy
out because, back then, y'all, like, confessions, back then I never watched Days. I had watched The Bay, but I didn't like her character on The Bay, which I'm one of those people, and I know this is so petty, but if I don't like an act or a character, sometimes I'm like, I don't like this actor, like, out of here with this, like, because I don't like character. So I didn't have anything personal against her, but I was, like, not really a fan because I hated her character, and I had never seen Days of Our Lives, ever, but I knew that she was important to that canvas, and I knew that it was, like, a big deal for us to have her on for the show, and I was like, I want to have her on, like, I want to, like, meet this person, and we did, and everybody thought it was so funny, because everybody's like, so this character you hate, or, like, yeah, you hated her character so much, and you have her on, and now you're, like, you love her, and I was like, because she was so great, so everybody thought it was super funny that, like, things turned like that.
I happen to love Kayla.
Hey,
Greg. I've known Beth Evans since the early 90s.
Yeah, I had never watched Days. And I love Kayla, but I had never watched that. So, yeah.
Hey, Craig.
But now,
I want to ask you something, buddy.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something, buddy. In, how long have you been a co-host on the show with me now?
I've been with a co-host since I think, late April. And I think my first guest, which I co-hosted with you, was Sarah Ann Garrison, April 24th.
My second question is, what's been your favorite guest so far, buddy?
Oh, my God. That's a very hard question, Cody.
I know. It's tough for me to even think of a favorite guest of mine. It's
I want to hear who y'all are.
It's darn near impossible.
It is.
Yeah,
I don't know. All of these interviews have been great. It is really tough to pick a front runner. I mean, we've had a lot of good. Joe Smith was a great interview.
We've got another call on the line, M. So I'll let you go, and I will definitely talk to you later. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna just put me on mute, and I'll just hang out and listen.
Okay. Thanks for calling, girl.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Let's bring this person on. Hold up. And you still do this to me, Blog Talk Radio. Why? Ugh.
Hello.
Hey, 213, you're on.
Is this Mr. Cody?
Hello?
Murphy? Kathleen Gaddy, wishing you a happy anniversary.
Oh, my God, Kathleen, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to call and say hi and wish you a happy anniversary. And I'm really proud of you and catch up for a couple of minutes.
Hey, I'm a former co-host. Emily is on here. Em, what's up, girl?
Am I still on? Yeah, I didn't know.
Hi.
You're still on.
How
are you?
Good to hear you. How you doing?
I'm great. I have a new show now. It's a daytime exclusive podcast. So we're doing that. That's why I left. But
awesome.
I'm great.
Congratulations.
Thank you. How have you been?
I'm good. I'm still working on General Hospital, as far as I know, although the rumors are different, but I'm not on contract, so it's not like it's not the same as when you're on contract and then they need to fire you or let you go. So that rumor,
right.
Not sure that's accurate. But also, I'm back on Arrow on the CW. I was in the pilot for that 5 years ago, and they just brought me back for some more episodes, so that's going to be fun. I don't know if you guys watch
that's
Arrow.
Awesome. No, now I have to watch. I think I've seen it before. I think I've seen you on there before.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what I'm up to, and some other stuff coming up, and some audio books, et cetera. But I just want to call and say hi and just, happy anniversary.
We're enjoying Obrecht, as always.
So. Yes, we are. Obrecht's beef with a fan, oh, my God, it's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm glad
but
I got
the after.
Hey.
Yeah, we'll have to get in touch, and you can come on my show, and we'll talk Obrecht, and we'll talk all that stuff.
Okay.
So. All right.
Sounds good.
It was
right,
great
guys,
to talk
to you. Hey, Kathleen, I just wanted to say, number one, that I love you to death. You know this. And you've become you've become part of our little radio show family that we've got going on here. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So I think I'll let you go and let you get back to work. But I thank you again for calling in.
All right, hon. Listen, all the best to you. I'm proud of you guys and proud of you. Really, really great to keep going the show. It's awesome. And I'll talk to you another time. You just take good care and enjoy the rest of the summer.
Thank
all right,
you.
Thanks, Kathleen.
It was great to talk to you.
Great talking. See you guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Real quick, y'all, I will never
totally
not
expect that.
Y'all, I will not get used to her without the accent. It's so weird to me. The first time I ever
spoke
to Kathleen.
Expect that. Oh, my God, that was great.
Well, the first time I ever spoke to her, I was was shocked that she didn't actually have an accent, which I know is kind of naive because I guess I should have figured that out.
First time I spoke.
But
hey,
I was shocked.
I got a story about Kathleen, okay? I have a story about Kathleen. The first time Kathleen calls into the show, she comes on full Obrick mode, accent and everything. I was like, okay. And then I sort of messed with it a little bit. I'm like, I said something like, oh, Lord, we get Obrick today instead of Kathleen. Fine.
Yeah, she's great. And she has a special place
awesome.
For me because she was her show ever. But I was shocked that she didn't have an accent. And I know that sounds hilarious. Like, people were like, you're an idiot. But I didn't ever think about the fact that Obrecht's accent was not actually Kathleen's accent. So, yeah, I was pretty surprised. But she's great. I remember we had a really good show with her. And we talked about her family and, like, them coming here and all that stuff. And excellent. And that was a few summers ago, I think, a couple years ago. But yeah, I love her.
You know,
okay, I want to.
You know,
go ahead. I'll go after you.
I'm glad you said that, Em. We have another caller. Hold on 1 second. We have another caller.
Okay.
If I can bring this person on.
I'm gonna hop on so I can help you.
207, you're on.
Hi.
Hello. Hey.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. This is Travis, or Divinity, host of Gabtown Divas.
Oh,
hey, buddy, what's
it's
up?
Hey. Not too much. Nice to hear all of you on here. Hi, Emily.
Hi, it's been such a long time. How are you?
Very well. Congrats on your new show and your new journey.
Thank you so much. You'll have to come chat with us on there sometime. We have
I would love
party.
It. No, I would love it. Congrats on your 5-year anniversary to both of you in a way.
Dude,
because you only left a year ago.
Our radio show love child, yeah.
Dude, it's been 5 years has literally been like 5 minutes, you know? Seriously.
It's crazy. I know. I had my 5-year anniversary for Gabtown Divas in April. I didn't do anything. I've been kind of on hiatus since August just because with work and stuff, it's been crazy. But, yeah, I know. It's so crazy, and I'm so glad that you got to do an anniversary show, and you just had your General Hospital star Kathleen on. So that's huge.
Yeah.
So,
which was a total surprise.
Yeah.
But, the actual anniversary in and of itself is not till Sunday, but I figured a Friday show is a lot better than a Sunday show, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I hear you. So I wanted to just make sure I called in and just said hi, and when I called in earlier, I wasn't able to talk. I had my phone, I think, on mute by an accident, so I'm so sorry about that, but... I'm
That's
so happy
fine.
For you, and it's been a pleasure to know you throughout the years, and I just wanted to make sure I called and said hi and let you know that I was thinking of you, and so, yeah.
Absolutely, buddy. Hey, I wanted to introduce you to my new co-host over here, Craig. Craig's been with me since I think it was April, so...
Hi, Travis. How are you?
Hi. Pleasure to meet you, Craig.
Same here.
Thank you.
Yeah, Travis. Go ahead, Cody. I'll talk after you.
I just wanted to say, you know how highly I think of you, and you've become like I told Kathleen, you've become a part of this little a radio family we've got going on over here.
Oh, thank you so much, Cody. It's been a pleasure. I mean, you had come on my show, and I came on yours, and so it's been a pleasure to get to know you.
I remember that show.
Yeah, we had a blast. It was wonderful,
I remember it well, dude. It was great.
Oh no, absolutely. So yeah, it's been a pleasure to know you, and I can't wait to see what's next for your show. And now that you have a new co-host and you're going on a new journey, so I'm very excited for you.
Well, thank you, Travis.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. Hey, I think I'm probably gonna let you go, but thank you again for just everything, you know?
Yeah, you're very welcome, and best of luck to you all, and if I get Gabtown Divas, I have a few things I'm working on, so once I get it back rolling and work situation gets worked out and I get some guests and stuff, I'll let you know, and I'll have you back on, or vice versa, and we'll chit-chat.
Alrighty, buddy.
Yeah, and you're
sounds
always
good,
welcome
dude.
To come hang out on Talk Daytime. We are always...
Oh, I would in a heartbeat. Absolutely.
So come hang out.
I will have to do that. Absolutely. Thank you so much for the offer. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's great to talk to you.
Oh, man, I'll talk to you later,
time.
Dude.
You too. You too. You folks take care.
You too.
All right, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Travis is great. You know,
yes.
I've known Travis,
yeah, I got
you know, a tidbit of information. I think I've known Travis since before I even started the show. So.
You've known him for
over
5 years?
At least 5 years. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We used to have a lot of fun. And I remember we had, like, Dopes Unleashed when he would come on, and it was so funny. Like, we just made so many jokes and had a great time. So that's how Kathy and I kind of are all the time on Talk Daytime. So I'm hoping that he'll come hang out with us sometime. That'd be great. And, of course, you have to come back.
Oh,
too.
I'm sure he will.
But, okay, really quick. I got on the studio so I can help you out and watch for people.
Okay.
But I want to hear y'all's favorite guests. You have to pick one. Just, okay, when I say favorite interview, what pops into your head? There has to be something.
Cody, I got one.
Oh,
Mary
my
Cutter
good
one.
Well,
you. Mary Cutter.
Well, for me, there's one that, there's several that stick out. But for me, the one that sticks out the most is this interview was so raw and so... And so
I know he's gonna
off the cuff and just so I know holds barred. It was a singer friend of mine, Adana Marie. Oh my God!
Yeah,
I nearly cried the first time she was on the show.
We have a caller.
I nearly cried.
We have to do our favorite.
Yes,
we
do.
After we talk to the caller, but let's put them on.
Hold on 1 second. Let me bring them on. Hold on 1 second. 832, you're on.
Hey, this is Sierra Bernal.
Hey, Sierra, how are you, girl?
I'm doing well. Happy 5-year anniversary.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been pretty overwhelming over here in the studio.
I'd imagine so.
It's been pretty overwhelming. I'll be honest with you, but I'm trying to. I keep it together emotionally.
Oh.
So, how have you been?
I've been well, just doing this music stuff.
Oh, and a bit of information. I don't know if any of y'all saw this, but your new single is officially at radio now, isn't it?
It is. I have actually released 3 at one time. Called on the Rain,
wow.
Sometimes I Get Cold, and Crazy One.
That's awesome. You know,
thank you.
And anything we can do here on the show for a promotion or anything, just let us know. I'm more than happy to play your stuff on the show if you want me to.
That would be awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so is there anything else coming up for you besides the single releases?
Really, I've just been focusing on the singles. I am doing some new stuff right now, and we haven't officially said anything about it yet, but we're working on a radio tour. So I've just been getting ready for that and then
awesome.
Pushing the singles.
Oh, what is awesome. What are you on social media? What is your Twitter or Instagram account?
It's just Sierra Bernal, S-I-E-R-R-A. B-E-R-N-A-L. You can find me on Facebook. I have a website as well where you can find all my social medias, my Instagram, Reverb, Facebook, all that good stuff, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you two have met. This is my brand new co-host, Craig. He's been with me since, I think, April. So I know the last time you were on, I think the last time you were on the show was M's last day, I think. So
it
yeah,
was.
I remember you. So I thought I was a little crazy, but yeah, I remember you. So it was like before Craig.
Yes.
Yeah,
awesome.
It was before
it's
Craig,
nice talking
so.
To y'all. And it's nice
yes,
to meet
pleasure.
You.
Pleasure to meet
Radio
you
show.
Too. I certainly definitely want to after the show concludes, want to go to your social media accounts and be in touch.
Alrighty, awesome. That'd be cool.
I know that I would say that the show's been very busy for the last few months, and if there's any opportunity in the future, I'm sure Cody and I would love to have you for a longer period of time for a full show to discuss where you are today.
Absolutely.
Music and song.
That would be really cool. I would love to do that.
I look forward to it.
Hey, thank you for calling in. It's
oh, of course.
It's awesome to. It's awesome to catch up with a lot of these people I hadn't talked to in probably years. So, but I wanted to say, as I always do, thank you for everything. Thank you for the support. Thank you for just being you. You know.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
and you know that you're definitely part of this little radio show family that we've got going on here.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm gonna I'll let you go, but like Craig said, we'd be more than happy to have you back sometime again for a full interview.
That'd be awesome. Just message me, and I'll get your email, and we'll set it up.
I'll do it. I'll talk to you later, Sierra.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. That girl's so sweet. You know,
yeah, she is.
I don't, do you remember, last time she was on M, with your final show? Do you remember that?
Yes, I knew her, but I couldn't remember why.
Oh, and speaking of M's final show, let's talk about that for a second. Oh my God, it was just craziness.
Is the last name Bernal?
Yep, that's it.
I just found her, and she's originally from Houston. Oh.
Yep, but yeah, let's talk about your last weekday show for a second, Em. It was absolute
okay,
craziness,
so,
wasn't it?
I know this is gonna sound weird, like I remember her. And I remember my last show, but also, like, I don't know. I don't remember a lot of what happened because it was, like, a weird time for me, like, in my life. So I don't really remember what it went down specifically, but I remember it was really good and it was a little crazy. But we had a great time.
You know.
I'll have to go back.
I'm not going to say, but I remember the conversation we had when you told me that you were thinking about leaving weekdays. I remember that conversation like it was yesterday.
I was so scared because I already made my mind up before I ever told him. I'd already talked to Kathy and figured out kind of what I wanted to do because I didn't want to, like, present this and then, like, have no freaking idea. So I literally was so scared. I was afraid he was going to be mad at me. And he was, like, I mean, he cared, but he wasn't, like, mad. And I was so scared that he was going to be upset with me and, like, not want to talk to me because I wanted to leave the show. And, like, we had this, like, whole, like, pact about, like, 5 years or whatever. And I was like, I just can't do this. Like, I'm sorry, but, you know. But he was so supportive, so all is well with us. Like, I know people were, like, wondering if there was drama. There was not drama. No big deal. So all is well.
There was absolutely no drama whatsoever. But, back to the favorite shows. The first time I had Dana Marie on the show, holy crap, it was just, oh, it was great. That's a show I will probably never forget for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I didn't know that it was your favorite. But also, okay, so my favorite, I have several. But my favorite, obviously,
oh, I do too,
know,
but that's that one stands out to me the most, to be honest with you. I have several favorites, but that one stands out to me the most.
I do too. I love, like, don't get me wrong, y'all. I love Patsy Pease. We have Patsy Pease on like 6 times. She's amazing. She is like part of the journey. I'm so blessed to know her.
Patsy's like one of my best friends. You know what I mean at this point?
Yeah, I love Patsy so much. She's awesome and supportive and everything. But my favorite show was, Jeannie Francis. Obviously, like, that is the biggest accomplishment we had. And, for me personally, that's my biggest accomplishment. So it's hard for me to pick another favorite over that. That was such a wonderful day. Like, I literally remember that entire day so well. Not even just the show. And so, like, yeah, that was definitely my favorite. And probably the biggest, like, I remember, y'all, if anybody doesn't know me, first of all, hi, nice to meet you. But second of all, on my first episode ever of Weekdays, somebody asked me if I could interview anybody, who would it be? And I said Jeannie Francis. And back then, I didn't even know how you got in touch with these people. And I know that sounds crazy, but I wasn't new to social media per se. Like, I had been on Twitter for like a year, but I was new to this world and to online media and podcasts and all that. And I didn't even know how to do that. And I told him that's what I wanted. And he's like, okay, so do that. And, like, that was, like, it took me, like, 3 years. Like, I didn't even know what I was doing for a long time. And then once I figured it out,
literally
it was,
took
like,
you 3 years.
Yeah, well, once I figured out how to do it, it was, like, 18 months of constant, like, working towards that. Because it's difficult when there's more than one party involved. And it is a challenge.
Oh, yes.
It was amazing, and, like, that is such a good day. I don't care what anyone says. Like, whatever we do in my show, I'm sure it's awesome for me. Like, everything I do with my show is an accomplishment for me because it is mine, and I have worked hard to get where I am. But at the same time, like, I don't think an accomplishment is going to top that one because it wasn't only my dream, but I made other people's dreams come true, and, like, that is, like, the best feeling ever.
That is cool. You know, that's a big reason why I do the show that I do. I want to be that stepping stone to that next interview or that next gig or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Well, for anybody who wasn't around or if he's not into, I don't know how many of your listeners are like from there or whatever. We had that show because okay, so most of you know my friend Nancy. Okay, so she was a GH viewer, like, her entire life, I think. Well, not her entire life, but since Jeannie Francis came
most
on. So, like, 36 years. Yeah, so, like, the good half or more of her life, like, more than half. That's her her children's entire lives, for sure. And she wanted to meet Jeannie Francis forever. Like, that was her life, like, her bucket list, number one item. And I did, too. As soon as I started watching GH, as soon as Jeannie Francis, I started watching in November of 2012. Jeannie Francis came back in February of 2013, I think, maybe March. And I started watching, and immediately I loved her. I didn't know why she was important on the show. I didn't know any of the history. I didn't know any of that. I just knew, like, I like this person. Fast forward, I learned all the history. I learned all that. I'm a Luke and Laura fan, you know, whatever. I learned all that stuff. I love her. And I wanted to meet her because she seems like a nice person. Like, you know, I know that when people are on screen, it's hard to tell how they really are because they're acting. But you can watch her and you can tell that she's a genuinely nice person. And she's somebody that, like, you want to know. Like, you know, there's a lot of people like that you see. Or you, you know, you see a singer performing or something. And you think that's a person that you'd like to know. Like, there's just that mm-hmm. kind of people. And we've, of course, been blessed with the show that everybody has been that kind of person that we've had on, with the exception of a select few, but those are rarities. Everybody has been that kind of person that you want to know, and you're generally, like, you're drawn to these people. And I always wanted to meet her ever since I saw her the first day. And Nancy and I have been friends for years and years and years, and we were like, we're going to meet her together. So we had her on the radio show after a long, long struggle to get all the ducks in a row, because when there are, like, there was four parties involved, us, her direct people, and then, like, Nutrisystem
Manager.
And ABC. Yeah. So we were all involved mm-hmm. together. So it's difficult to get that many people in line. But you know what? We did it, and we met her together, and, like, that's the best mm-hmm. thing that I could have ever asked for. And this show has mm-hmm. like, that's the best gift this, like, being in this world has ever given me, because that was, like, something I wanted to do. And I wanted to meet her so bad, and I got to meet her, per se, kind of, because she was on the show. And I think that's
sort of
kind of, like,
running
into her. Yeah. So it was nice.
Greg.
Yeah.
The big question for you, Craig.
Yes.
Who's been your favorite interview?
You have to answer. There's no scapegoat either.
Okay. Number one is Mary Cutter. Because ever since I never heard of her before,
awesome.
And she was so vivacious on the interview that I just became a huge fan of her professionally and personally. And now I constantly am trying to keep track of her. She just moved to Nashville because her boyfriend Matthew got a job with a financial company, and she has her own. Then you told me about the radio show in Kentucky. So that was a terrific chemistry interview.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
like, there are some interviews where you connect with people, like, so well, and you have such good chemistry. And, like, I've said in the past, and we've made jokes about, like, sometimes there's people on that you don't connect with, and that's fine. Like, we're not all meant to get along or, like, connect with each other. But sometimes, like, we have people on that you just, like, really hit it off with, and I think that's awesome. Like, some interviews are just great because the person is so similar to you, and you have a really great conversation.
Mm-hmm. Another favorite interview of mine was and I never thought that this would happen in a billion years. But we had, before Craig joined the show, I think it was in January, but we had our first major label artist on the show, in Candy Carpenter. That woman is so great. She is one of the most hilarious people you'll ever meet.
Well, who is somebody that you had on that you never expected, like, other than the obvious, like Jeannie Francis, because we never expected that. Who's somebody that, like,
there's
like
two,
wow,
so far.
Kaylee Shore, one of them?
There's two so far.
Yeah, Kaylee Shore.
You know, I never expected we'd get a Kaylee at all. I would never, no, I just never expected that at all.
When was that?
That was like November something, I think. I don't remember.
What was that
with me? It was November of last year, actually. So.
Yeah, well, I was your co-host, but I wasn't there. Was I sick? No, it's possible. Cause
probably. But
if I was there,
another
I
one,
but I don't think I
another
care.
One that happened like a month ago was a Runaway Angel. They're a indie country band from Canada, and when we booked that, I completely freaked out.
I remember you were so excited.
I texted you, I think, in all caps. I texted you. I was like, holy crap, this is actually happening.
Yeah, that was a good time. I remember the day that you texted me and told me that Mary Beth Evans was going to do the show. I flipped out in all caps. And then I texted my grandmother, no, my mom, and she was like, yay, but like lowercase letters. And I was like, dude, this is a big deal. I just thought it was a really big deal for me because that was like our first one. So like for me, a guest that I never thought, obviously, besides Jeannie, very best, just because I never really contemplated that. And maybe, like, there was somebody we had I never expected. I don't know. It's hard to think. It's hard to figure that out. Patsy, yeah.
How were you able to get Mary Beth on the show, Emily? I mean, I have been a huge fan of her.
Through social media, and we're hoping to actually have her on Talk Daytime sometime soon. We've been kind of working on that, and I have talked to her her friend, who is also, like, her social media person, I guess. Like, I'm friends with her, and we've been chatting and stuff, so we're trying to figure out how to make that happen. But, yeah, just through social media, Twitter and all that, it was great. But it was a super long time ago, so don't go back and listen to me because I was a baby. But, yeah, we want to have her on Talk Daytime, of course. So if you're listening to this, Mary Beth, come hang out.
I remember Oh, my gosh. I remember the first radio show I ever did. It was a complete and unmitigated disaster.
Yeah. Oh, man. The first time I think that I ever did a show by myself, maybe, I don't know when. I've had shows that were a disaster. Oh, I know what was a disaster, straight up. And I wish I could find it because I would delete it. And I know it would change the numbers of how many shows you've had. But if I could find it, it would be gone. The show where we had Misty and Brandon on, and I was literally such a hot mess because I was with other people but trying to do the show at the same time. And we were just all laughing and joking, and we played Soap, Marry, Kiss, Kill. I wish that did not exist on the internet. It's so embarrassing. Shut up. It's so embarrassing. It's not to you because you didn't say anything embarrassing.
That's funny.
I did. It's funny to you, but I embarrassed myself that day, so it's not funny to me. And if I could locate it,
shows
it would probably
from... Well, we've done shows from the car. We've done shows from Walmart. We've done shows from, oh my God, I don't know where.
In 2014, we did that show from the... I did that show. From
Tanning
Walmart
Bed.
Because, no, Tanning Bed was a different time. But that was like a March
well,
show. But I've done a show from the Tanning
yeah.
Bed. Well, you have to lay there. So, I mean, why not? But I have actually done a show from Walmart, and it was Halloween. And the reason is because I didn't know I was going to a party, and I had to go get a costume. And I literally was on the phone. It was a GA tree cap. I remember that. That was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Tanning Bed. That was funny.
Do you remember Did you remember the show, you remember the first time Nathan Varney was on the show and you were moving?
Yeah, and I literally did a show with Nathan Varney while I was moving from Ohio to Nashville, and it was so funny. Like, I had to do the show. I was like, I scheduled this. Like, I want this person on, and if anybody doesn't know, Nathan Varney is the series executive for General Hospital. I wanted to have him on, and it was such a big thing for me. And I was like, this is a really big get. Like, I can't skip out on this. So I was literally doing it from the car. And I remember my phone service dropped out right about the time that Nancy called the show. And we had another caller, too. And I can't remember. It might have been Celia or somebody. They both called while my phone was out. And I couldn't join the conversation. And I was like, man. And then I, like, listened to that show not long ago. And I was like, I remember I got back on the air. And I was like, my call dropped. But it's okay because I'll just call both of them later and we'll talk about it. Like, it's fine, but it was so funny.
That's
like,
true.
Like, I was just playing it.
That's true.
I just thought it was hilarious. Like, I'll just call them and gossip later. Like, no biggie. But I was trying to be super chill about the fact that I was, like, doing 5,000 things at once, and that was such a funny show.
Hey, Craig, what show were you most nervous about?
Oh, wow. What show was I most nervous? Joe Smith. Because it was scheduled very quickly. She had been on the highway with Old School Groove doing very well. She performs at the Opry in Ryman Auditorium. So I didn't know how it was going to go. And it turned out that it was a very cordial, upbeat
interview. Joe is just, she's the sweetest. But the show I was most nervous about, of course, I get nervous for all of them, and I still don't know why, but since I've been doing this 5 years and I still get nervous, was probably Kaylee Shore. I was freaking out because, like you said, again, she'd been on the highway, she'd been on a Sirius XM, played her a lot, and it was just, I was so nervous. But if there's another show I was freaking out about. When I had Mara West on the show back in like 2013 or something.
I want to have her
when she first started at GH or whatever. When she first started at GH, I think it was 2013 when she first started at GH. But I had Mara West on the show. That was before you, Em. I think it was before you. But
it was.
And usually I have there's this little voice in my head going, "Don't screw up, Murph. Don't screw up. If you screw up, you'll never work in this business again. Don't screw up, Murph." At that point, that voice was screaming at me. That voice was screaming. But
the show that I was most nervous for, I was pretty nervous for Mary Beth because that was my first big interview. I was nervous when we had Gregory Martin on. I was because that was like a stressful thing. I was nervous about Nathan, but not super. Like it was no big deal. Those two. I mean, I was a little nervous, but, like, physically, like, freaking out, Jeannie Francis. Like, I was so nervous because I had wanted to meet her for so long, and anybody that knows me knows that. People that don't even know who she is know that about me, which is really funny. Like, I remember when I was in high school, my senior year, there was this app that was really popular, and it was, like, your friends had to answer questions about you, and literally one of my questions on mine was, who do I want to have on my radio show, like, my ultimate dream? And, like, people knew, even though they didn't know who she was, they knew that that's something that was, like, important to me. I was so nervous. Like, we did that interview. It was, like, 2 in the afternoon when we did that because that was the only time we could do it. And I remember, like, I went to class that morning, and I was just freaking out. I was like, this is not working out for me. Like, I was so nervous. I skipped lunch. I don't skip lunch, guys. I don't skip my food. I had food and didn't eat it. Like, I could not. I was freaking out. And, like, my whole family was over here, like, at my house. They were, like, freaking out with me, and they were so excited for me, and they just, like, all, like, hung out in the living room while I did the show, and they wanted to hear everything. I remember I was so nervous that day. Never been that nervous for a show ever since then or before then. Even my first show. Now, the first show we ever did, I was super nervous because I'd never done it before. And I remember literally the first thing I ever said on the show, you were like, "Hey, what's up?" And I was like, "Nothing." And then you were like, "So what do you want to talk about today?" And I was like, "So I want to know what the hell's wrong with Luke Spencer." That was the first thing I ever said on America.
That was awesome.
Because that was
incredible.
That whole Luke, fake Luke story was going on. And I was like, "I want to know what the hell's wrong with him."
The fluke story, yeah. My first I remember that.
Ever. Oh, what the hell's going on with Luke?
Hey,
and you thought it was fun. Hey. Just that we hit right off.
We've only got like a minute and a half, so I think I'm going to let you go, Em, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad we did this, and happy 5 years. It's been a journey, but I'm glad I was part of it.
It's been crazy.
I've only speak to Emily.
So I'll...
Yeah, nice to meet you too, Craig. And I'll be back,
I'll
you
see
guys,
you, girl.
And y'all come hang out my show. All right, bye.
All right, see you, girl. Em is one of my best friends, and like you heard, she was on the show with me from 2014 through January of this year, I think. So it's been about 3 or so years she was on the show with me.
Did you have country soap opera actors and actresses too, or just
I did
musicians?
Soaps. I did soaps from 2012 through end of 2013, start of 2014, and that's when I switched over to doing country music artists.
Oh wow! Do you remember what? I guess we could talk about more about this. I'm just curious to hear about your soap opera interviewing career. I guess I can talk
it
to you
great.
Offline.
It was great. I'll message you about it later. Dude, it was great. But honestly, as much as I still love, respect, and admire everybody in the soap world, soaps really weren't my passion. Yep. My passion is music, so...
I followed one soap opera, Days of Our Lives, for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and then I just slowly, I guess, grew out of it when I started working full time.
Right.
And
right.
now, like you said, music is following music is my passion too.
Right. Hey, I think I'm gonna let you go too, bud. But before I let you go, we've got we have a bunch coming up, and we've got a show with maybe April coming up next Tuesday. So.
Well, we have a lot of shows to do before the year is out.
We have a ton of shows coming up, buddy.
Okay.
But hey, thank you for actually agreeing to do this with me.
Oh, my pleasure. It was a lot of fun, Cody.
I'm talking about becoming my co-host. I mean, I'm going to be honest. When M left, I was kind of freaking out when M left because let's be honest, nobody wants to hear just me ramble on for 30 plus minutes. Nobody wants to hear that. So when I was looking for a co-host, to kind of replace M, and then when Jasmine left, I figured you'd be the perfect choice. So,
well, you're
so there
honor,
you are.
Coach. It's been a great 4 months, and I'm looking forward to many more shows with you in the future.
I'm looking forward to at least 5 more years, buddy.
Take care, Cody. Hopefully, maybe one day we'll be both doing a show in Nashville.
I hope so, bud. I'm going to let you go, but I'll be talking to you later, okay?
Thanks, Cody. Talk to you next week.
All right, man. I'll see you.
See you.
Well, that went surprisingly better than I figured it would, emotionally speaking. But I wanted to sincerely thank everybody that called in: Kathleen, Travis, Misty, Sierra, and M, and everybody else that called in. 5 years has been, like I said, 5 years has been 5 minutes to me. And I did not end of this quote unquote. I did not get into this industry for notoriety or fame or anything like that. I could care less about any of that. To be just totally putting it out there, I got into this thing because the music is my passion, and it's really for the people in this industry that keep me going. So I think with that, I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.